He's a distinguished-looking man who has the appearance of a college professor. In fact, he was an aerospace engineer who taught at UCLA for more than 3 decades. But what many people don't know about Eldon Knute is that he's also a war hero. The now 95-year-old Thousand Oaks man won some of the highest honors offered by the U.S. and French governments for his very first battle in World War II.
We were behind the German lines, trapped behind the lines. It was pretty scary.
Knute grew up on a farm in Iowa. He was just 16 when the U.S. entered World War II in 1941. After graduating from high school, he briefly went to college, but in 1944 he was called to military duty and joined the Army. After going through basic training in Georgia and some specialized training, he was shipped to Europe.
We did some training in Normandy, then they took us by train, and we went to the Mosel River and replaced the 5th Division in a holding position. We did that until 3rd of November. It took us by truck up west of Metz, and there we replaced the 90th Division. The 90th Division had had a bad experience with Metz. They had tried to capture Metz by brute force.
Knute was in the 95th Infantry Division under the command of famed U.S. General George Patton. The general was determined to do something about the German positions in Metz.
Metz is a very heavily fortified city. It has 11 forts around it. Patton decided that if we were to surround each of the forts and cut off supplies to the forts, including food, they would have to give up eventually.
Knute admits he was nervous and scared as they plunged into action.
We jumped off on the 14th, early in the morning. The attack was very chaotic, and the Germans put up a lot of machine gun fire, rifle fire, mortars, and not a very large percentage of us reached the fort.
The situation quickly went from bad to worse.
Out of the battalion, about 30 people reached the fort. But then the German lines closed up behind us.
Bad weather meant that U.S. aircraft couldn't help. There was death everywhere.
Our platoon sergeant, Bill Gallagher, and I set up a mortar and fired a mortar aimed at the Germans. The Germans didn't like that. A sniper shot Bill Gallagher in the stomach. He died later in the day.
They were trapped for 5 days. He says what was especially tough was the nighttime hours.
At night, we would hear vehicles on the road down below us, and we were afraid that the people in the fort knew where we were well enough so that they could focus fire on us, but they didn't. I don't think they knew how few we were.
Knute says all they could do was hang on and hope for help.
We dug in. We didn't know it, but on the 18th, the general defending Metz, General Kittel, K-I-T-T-E-L, General Kittel gave up. We didn't know he'd given up. But then on the 19th, some friendly troops met us, and we walked into Metz.
Knute suffered foot injuries and was taken to a hospital where he spent months. He was discharged not long after the war in Europe ended in 1945. He returned to college, going to Purdue and Caltech before spending a long career as an aerospace researcher and professor at UCLA. He's been married to his wife, Margaret, for 47 years, and their blended family had 6 children and dozens of grand and great-grandchildren. They've lived at the University Village Senior Community in Thousand Oaks since 2012. While it's now been more than 7 decades since that fateful battle, he says he still remembers those who didn't come home, especially 2 of his friends.
The 2 that I said got hit by sniper fire are buried in a large American military cemetery not far from Metz. We have visited Metz 5 times since then. Each time I went to the cemetery and paid my respects to the 2 that had taken the bullet, which could have been mine.
Knute received 2 medals from the U.S. government for his service and was awarded the French Legion of Honor. On Tuesday, he received the Bronze Star for his service at a ceremony in Thousand Oaks. But the World War II veteran says he's a little embarrassed over the attention, saying there are many other worthy veterans. He says he did something which simply needed to be done.
Somebody had to do it.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.